Part 2. Oh, of course they're not show ghosts. A collector wouldn't think anything of them. Don't let me raise your hopes. Their one merit is their numerical strength, the exceptional fact of there being two. But, as against this, I'm bound to admit that at any moment I could probably have exercised them both by asking my doctor for a prescription or my oculist for a pair of spectacles. Only, as I never could make up my mind whether to go to a doctor or the oculist, whether I was afflicted by an optical or a digestive delusion, I left them to pursue their interesting double life, though at times they made mine exceedingly comfortable. Yes, uncomfortable. And you know how I hate to be uncomfortable. But it was part of my stupid pride, when the thing began, not to admit that I could be disturbed by the trifling matter of seeing two. And then I'd no reason really to suppose I was ill. As far as I knew, I was simply bored, horribly bored. But it was part of my boredom, I remember, that I was feeling so uncommonly well and didn't know how on earth to work off my surplus energy. I had come back from a long journey, down in South America and Mexico, and had settled down for the winter near New York with an old aunt who had known Washington Irving and corresponded with N.P. Willis. She lived not far from Irvington, in a damp Gothic villa, overhung by Norway spruces, and looking exactly like a memorial emblem done in hair. Her personal appearance was in keeping with this image, and her own hair, of which there was little left, might have been sacrificed to the manufacture of the emblem. I had just reached the end of an agitated year, with considerable arrears to make up in money and emotion, and theoretically it seemed as though my aunt's mild hospitality would be as beneficial to my nerves as to my purse. But the deuce of it was that as soon as I felt myself safe and sheltered, my energy began to revive, and how was I to work it off inside a memorial emblem? I had, at that time, the agreeable illusion that sustained intellectual effort could engage a man's whole activity, and I decided to write a great book. I forget about what. My aunt, impressed by my plan, gave up to me her Gothic library, filled with classics in black cloth.